We're talking with our 2019 inductee into the Oklahoma Ag Hall of Fame, Jimmy Harreld from Western Oklahoma. Jimmy, you're being honored by Governor Stitt today with his Governor's Achievement Award for Agriculture, and that puts you into the Oklahoma Ag Hall of Fame. Your thoughts when you first heard that your name was being considered and as actually selected by the governor?
You know, truthfully, I did not know my name was being considered. I didn't know anything about it until Secretary of Agriculture announced it at the OYE. And it was a surprise to me, but it was very muchly appreciated.
Let's talk a little bit about your career in agriculture, ranching, farming. Of course, you help a lot of folks with your the banks that are part of your portfolio, and along the way, of course, Youth Expo has kind of been a big part of your life as well. But let's talk about the agricultural part of it, the farming, ranching.
The farming and ranching, I began that when I was born nearly. My dad, we started out on horses and farming at a very, very young age, 8, 9 years old. We'd be farming all day, and we'd always, before that, we was on horses and ranching and working cattle for, it was a continual thing all of my life. So agriculture's been a big part of my life from the beginning until now. After I got through with high school and things, I went to OSU, and I was on their college judging team and continued in agriculture and continued. I got 2 degrees, 1 in animal science and 1 in ag ed, in 4.5 years over at OSU, and came out, taught VOAG a while, and then went back to the ranch and began ranching with my own ranch, but I also helped run my father's as he got older.
As you've did all of those things and have seen the changes that we've had from then to now, it's been, I know, a remarkable progress that the agricultural industry has had.
You know, when I was young, we lived 10 miles northwest of Leedy. We never went to town except on Saturday. It was the only time you even made that 10 miles. You didn't waste the gas. You never ate out. You didn't spend any money for that and things. And, you know, when I went, we got a quarter, and it cost a dime to go to the movie. And if you wanted to spend anything else for eating, you did that. But I went home usually always with some money in my pocket about every week. My father always told me, you know, people said opportunity never did knock at their door. He said if you didn't have $5 come Saturday night, it wouldn't matter how much opportunity knocked, you couldn't take advantage of it. So I always tried to save back a little for the future.
As you came out and got established in the ranching side of things, you also at a point was able to get involved in the banking industry.
I was actually before that I got involved with Cooper West in the oil industry, and he and I participated in some wells and some leases and things together as we went along, and then he was involved with the bank, and so they'd sold most of their interest, and all of a sudden they looked like times were bad in the 80s, and I thought, well, we ought to buy it back. So I talked with my cousin Donald, and we decided to try to buy it, and a couple of years we did get it bought and got into the banking industry.
Bank of Western Oklahoma is, of course, very heavily dependent on that agricultural community, your clientele out in the western half of the state. Clearly, you've seen the changes from that loan portfolio that you've developed over the years. A lot of changes in agriculture that I'm sure you've noticed as well.
There have been many changes. Over my span of life, you've seen a lot of changes. But the thing that intrigues me and is interesting to me, you mentioned the loan portfolio in the 10th District, which covers 7 states, which is Colorado, Missouri, Kansas, several others, Oklahoma. But there's 7 states and highly dependent on agriculture. We're the 3rd largest lender in agriculture in that district.
Wow.
Which surprises people that we're that big a lender in that district. But the ag people have been good to me, and I certainly appreciate them and appreciate being a part of their life. And, you know, I mentioned earlier that the most fun I get out of life is seeing the success, whether it's of my OYE students or whether it's my clients and customers. Seeing their success is the most enjoyment I get out of life.
What chapters were you a VOAG instructor at?
I was a VOAG instructor when I came out of college. My wife taught home ec, and I taught vocational agriculture at Putnam High School out in western Oklahoma, right about 25 miles from my home place of Leedy. And I taught there, and then when Putnam's school went out, I went to Tologa, and I taught VOAG there a few years, and then became principal and coached also. Plus, I continued to help groom their livestock and get their livestock and went with them on the to the shows and things and help the young people with that.
Those early days, both judging at OSU and then later as an ag teacher, I know that that gave you a real heart for the kids that are involved in these livestock shows from early on.
Let me tell you why I'm so involved with the livestock shows. When I was a young father and my daughter was showing, there were four steers in a class out in Dewey County. All four of those steers, one of them won Phoenix, one of them won Denver, and one of them won Kansas City. The other one won a major show, and I've forgotten what major show it was. But when we got through with that class, we got $10 and a ribbon. And I said to myself, if I'd ever have any money, which I did not anticipate ever having any, that we'd get more than $10 and a ribbon in Dewey County. But I've carried that on, and we helped a lot in the district at Woodward and a lot of other counties. We help build programs and start programs where we have at least a decent return for the kids where they can buy more projects. And, you know, I always wanted to have a good premium sale here at the city. And they said, well, we ought to give it all in scholarships. I said, no, I want quite a bit of it to go to them in the premium sale and things. But I want them to earn it. I want them to have to make the premium sale. And I want them to earn it, but they said, well, what, they may buy a pickup. And I said, well, these young ag kids couldn't need a pickup, or their parents could need a pickup. And I don't care. You're not giving them anything if you try to tell them how to use it. Mm-hmm. And I wanted them to have the option to either buy more projects, use it however they need it in their family.
Right. You know, you obviously have got a real love for the Oklahoma City livestock show, the world's largest junior livestock show, known for that way for a lot of years. It struggled ahead of the formation of OYE.
It did, and when they turned it over to us, State Fair turned it over to us, that year they had a premium sale of about $300,000. I think the last couple or 3 years we probably had about $1.3 million premium sale and about $300,000 in scholarships. You know, we're real proud of that. In fact, the governor, in his State of the State speech, he mentioned that that was one of the success stories of Oklahoma. And I think Bob Funk and I and the board members that have been with us through the years are real proud of what we've done in that respect to help not only the young people, but it helps Oklahoma City. It brings a lot of business to the economy of Oklahoma City for 2 weeks and things. And I've forgotten, but the impact is quite a bit that we figured up at one time.
Right. I guess what I mean, there's thousands of kids that have been benefited because of OYE.
They are, and what's good about it, you know, they're kids from every county in the state, 77 counties. They're kids from every county in the state every year showing at OYE, and it's great that they have the opportunity. Some of them are like me, you know, when I was young, and my older brother didn't get to show. My younger brother Frank and I did. We didn't have enough money, but we'd get a project. We'd take one of our own steers that, you know, we had a lot of commercial steers, and we'd show and things, and we weren't didn't have the world's best, but we got to go, and we got to do things. But, you know, when I went to Woodward, we'd take our cattle, and we'd take them in a short bed truck, and we'd tie them head to tail, and then when we got there, we'd unload them, and we'd clean the truck out, and we'd straw it down. And then we put a tarp over the top of it, and we slept in that truck because we didn't have any money. And more than once, we woke up with snow on us. But we didn't think anything about it because we were glad to get to participate. Yeah. Same way at Oklahoma City here. We slept on top of the horse and mule barn out at the Livestock Exchange building, and they had the animals down below. and it was always cold up there. Mm-hmm. And of a night, we'd walk down all the way from out there downtown just not to be up in that barn because it was so cold. Walk back one night, there's an old restaurant called the Hoof to Horn about a block north of the Cattleman's restaurant. And we'd stopped in there one night about 10 o'clock, and it was so cold we thought we'd get some hot chocolate before we went up and went to bed. We got in there, and the manager finally said, "You know, boys, it's so cold. Why don't you go in the back and sleep back there and sleep? And we did. Slept in the booths in the back that night, and that was so much better than what we'd had. It was really nice.
Let's talk about this award that you're receiving today, Agricultural Hall of Fame for the state of Oklahoma. There's some great names on that list, a lot of different types of agriculture represented, and you bring a unique skill set to that august list of honorees.
You know, I feel fortunate. As I told you, I did not know my name was being considered. I'm so appreciative of it. And the people that have come and gone and have been involved in that, it's amazing and kind of overwhelming to think that you've reached the potential that someone thought you could be there.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.